NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com.
Roses, you pretty much don't even need to say anything more than that. A man who needs no introduction but will get one because he's deserved it, slash new deluxe edition of the Apocalyptic Love album out now at Best Buy as an exclusive Best Buy package. The album has a DVD of a full show as well as an acoustic EP. You can pick up the copy today at Best Buy. We are joined by legendary guitarist slash alongside Super Bowl champion Amani Toomer, Eitan Shander. Slash, we appreciate some time. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fantastic. And I know you've been traveling a lot and you've been in and out of the country, and it's been kind of tough to focus on some things in the sports world. But when you do have downtime and when you aren't focusing so much, and I know it's maybe not a lot, on your music, what's your sport of choice? What's the sport that you look at and you say, you know what, I can really wind down looking at this?
You know what? It's football, international football as well. You know, soccer and mostly the biggest one is F1, and then sometimes you end up with golf and tennis, and it's just that'll put you to sleep, right?
Golf
there,
is great, man. You know, you're hungover, man. You had a little bit, a long night, whatever the case may be. Sunday with golf,
but I'm on the road. You know, like that's a good way of putting it. Like, what do you do in your downtime? And whatever sport that happens to be on, that's interesting. Sometimes it's tennis. If you're lucky, I'm on the road internationally a lot, so you don't have American football, so you end up watching a lot of soccer and whatnot.
So you say you're a big Formula One fan. What's your favorite team, and who's your favorite driver?
Well, I don't really have a favorite team, but Hamilton, Lewis Hamilton's
my guy.
Driver. Yeah, I like him. He's got balls.
Amani is immersed in the F1.
He's going to a Mercedes Benz though. He's leaving McLaren.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Unbelievable.
I thought it actually it basically is a done deal. Just next season.
Yeah, no, it's a done deal. Yeah. Maybe Jensen Button pushed him out, huh?
I have no idea. I know Lewis is a little bit of a hothead and perfectionist, and you know, and sees things his way. So,
how has the touring been? How has just going around the world been for you?
It's great. It's what I do, really. We've been out pretty much straight since April, and I was doing promo before that. So let's say March. And covered a hell of a lot of ground in the last, 9-10 months. And, you know, and I love touring because I think that as a guitar player, my place to really express myself musically is live. So, and especially being in a different room every night and so on. So I love touring. But it's a lot of work, you know. So it's not for everybody, but I particularly love it.
Well, let me go back to this Formula One thing because I think that's where we kind of connect here. Where is your favorite place to watch a Formula One race, and what's your best experience at a Formula One race?
Well, I think you're thinking I take this a little bit more seriously than I do. I take it when I can get it, where I can get it. You know, there is no favorite place. I mean, ideally, you know, to watch any sports is to be in a pub somewhere.
Okay. But,
no, it doesn't necessarily work out like that. Is you just sort of if you have a moment and you stop, you know, for half an hour, an hour or something, you could be anywhere and you just sort of take it as it comes.
Any interest in actually getting into one of these cars and racing?
I love cars. I got to say, I'm actually going to be driving this week in Vegas. But I think I would be a little intimidated by an F1 car.
Right.
But, you know, you put me – I'd love to get a chance to do that at some point. Yeah, that'd be very, very cool.
We're joined by legendary guitarist Slash. It is Amani and Eitan, NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com. You've only got one show to do. You've only got one guitar to choose. What are you choosing?
A Les Paul. That's an easy one. I'm a Les Paul guy. I could not tell you. I think probably if I had one show to do, it would be the Download Festival in the UK, in England, headlining that. We headlined earlier this year, and it's one of these places. I was born in England, and it's always been a pretty special touring destination to play this big festival in the Midlands in England. And so that if I had one gig to do off the top of my head, that would be it.
Slash, I'm curious, musicians that I've had a chance to talk to, interview on and off the record, it seems like it's split 50-50 as far as how much these guys and girls go back and really listen to their early stuff. Is there anything on Appetite you ever go back and say, yeah, I'm in the mood to hear?
I don't go back and listen to anything.
Wow.
I the only time I do is if I have to reference something that I might have forgotten for a tour. But once something's done and it's released, it's done, and you move on.
That's not like Amani used to have some, what, game
film. I watch my old film all the time.
Fumble. No. Mess up. Watch the film.
I hate to watch myself. I hate to see anything in magazines or any of that stuff. I avoid it. But with music, it's different because, you know, it's like what happens is if you hear yourself on the radio or say you show up somewhere. I mean, in sporting events, they play, you know, old Guns N' Roses stuff. And actually a couple songs where there's one song off the new record that they play. And it draws your attention. As a musician that performed it, it totally grabs my attention. And it makes it so that whatever else it was that I was doing, I just get focused on listening to the music. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So it's cool, but I never like to go back and just put on a record of yourself and sit there and go, yeah, so, that's, you know.
So what would you listen to right now? Like, who other than the band that you're on would you listen to and just really enjoy?
There's a new Soundgarden record out, and so that would be the first thing that comes to mind.
Slash, Apocalyptic Love album out, Best Buy. It's an exclusive package, DVD of a full show as well. Just real quick as we wind down, we really appreciate it.
Oh, and the new Aerosmith record is badass as well.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. See, Amani, there you go. Soundgarden and Aerosmith.
All right.
Real quick, what went into this that was different than other projects and other albums that you've worked on in years past?
Oh, that's a good question. Do we have time?
Sure.
No. Well, this record was put together with a bunch of guys that I started playing with in support of my last record. I put a band together just to go out and tour on my last album, and that's how we all met. And turned out to be the best pickup band I've ever put together. So when we were on the road last year and the year before, it got in my mind that these guys would be great to make an original album with. And so I wrote a bunch of music, and Miles wrote the lyrics while we were on the road last year, and put it all together. And so this is really a band that is sort of came out of nowhere, and this is the first album that I've done with these guys. So that's new and different in that sense. It was also performed, all the music was performed live in the studios. Everything you're hearing is not overdubs. There's no Pro Tools wizardry on there. It's all us playing in a room.
Nice.
So that's a little bit different.
Slash, listen, man, we appreciate it. We congrats on the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Much deserved, and definitely Apocalyptic Love. Tell everybody to go out to Best Buy and pick it up right now. Thanks again, man.
Yeah, man. Good talking to you.